One world, one dream, one promise broken. Chinese Olympic organisers are going ahead with censoring the internet, despite an earlier pledge to offer complete media freedom during the Games. Journalists working at the Games site say they haven't been able to get access to Amnesty International, the BBC and some other international media websites, as well as websites to do with the Falun Gong spiritual movement. The International Olympic Committee is furious and is taking it up with the Olympic hosts. Olympics reporter Karen Barlow is in Beijing for PM.
International journalists in Beijing have suspected the censorship since they turned on their computers to cover the Games. Now it's been confirmed. A spokesman for the Beijing Organising Committee of the Olympic Games, or BOCOG, Sun Wader, says journalists will not be able to access information or websites connected to the Falun Gong spiritual movement. And without saying which ones, he revealed journalists will not be able to access some other sites. Journalists have noted media websites such as the BBC, Germany's Deutsche Welle, Hong Kong's Apple Daily and areas of the ABC are blocked. And the human rights group Amnesty International launched a critical report on China yesterday, which no Beijing-based journalists can access. Amnesty's Sophie Pierre.
This is a complete broken promise on behalf of both the Olympic organisers, the Chinese government and the International Olympic Committee.
Amnesty's report was a scorecard on how China has been progressing in four key human rights areas: the death penalty, torture, the freedom of human rights defenders and censorship. Amnesty's Sophie Pierce says a report found that the Olympic Games themselves have led to human rights abuses increasing.
Amnesty International is very concerned that our own report and our own website are not available to journalists in Beijing. However, we are even more concerned that the internet is restricted for Chinese net users, that they can't access information about democracy, about human rights, about environmental issues, public health issues like HIV and AIDS. Websites on those issues are always blocked, censored and even shut down completely. So, yes, it's a restriction on journalists now, but it's a longer-term complete deprivation of human rights for the Chinese people.
The Beijing Organising Committee had initially pledged complete media freedom at the Games. Now BOCOG spokesman Sun Wader says a plan is for providing what he called sufficient access to the internet for reporters. The president of the Australian Olympic Committee, John Coates, says it's not good enough.
Well, it's certainly disappointing if that's the case for the IOC. That was a commitment for hosting these Games. Whether this announcement follows or is to preempt a discussion with the IOC, I don't know on that subject, but I would think that Kevin Gosper in particular, as chairman of the Media Commission, and Jacques Rogg will be having serious discussions with the Chinese authorities on this today.
The IOC, Chinese organisers and the main Olympic broadcasters are meeting this afternoon. The broadcasters are known to be livid. John Coates hopes the situation will be resolved.
That is important, freedom of the press particularly, and full transparency, particularly during Games time. And so I think it's a matter that the IOC will take seriously. What they can do about it, I don't know.
Internet censorship is not the only problem facing journalists doing their job reporting in Beijing. Several cases have emerged of journalists being manhandled by plainclothes police while filming outside Olympic venues. This is Karen Barlow in Beijing for PM.